Buffalo News education reporter Jay Ray, welcome back to Press Pass. It's great to see you.
Hi, Eileen. Thanks for having me.
The countdown is now on to find an independent receiver, and the school basically has been performing poorly. This is really the first time that we've seen this receivership put to the test, that something has to be done to improve this school.
Yeah, so Build Academy, it's a pre-K to 8 school on Fougeron Street in the Genesee-Moselle neighborhood in Buffalo, around 450 students. It is worth watching because this is, as you said, the first time that Buffalo is dealing with this receivership issue. A little recap on receivership. In 2015, the state passed this legislation targeting schools that had been struggling the longest, and it gave the superintendent control to turn these schools around, gave them more powers to do that. But it also came with the stipulation that they had to show progress within a year or two, and if they didn't, then an outside entity would take over, which is where we are now with Build. And Build is just one of two schools in the state in this situation right now.
And there's like 10 indicators that they use to check the achievement. The test scores are just so poor.
Yeah, the way they do it, there's a bunch of performance targets that they had to meet, and they didn't.
Now, Superintendent Cash had stated it's not the worst school in the state, but it needs work, obviously, and this future remains uncertain. You did a great piece where you looked at the legacy of the school and what Build Academy originally started as, even before there were charter schools, correct?
Yeah, Build has an interesting history. It started in the civil rights era by the Build organization, which was a network of churches and community groups that was a powerful voice for the African-American community in the city. Their focus was on education and making sure kids had a quality education. And they exposed the inequities that black students had in what was a racially segregated school system. So eventually, Build worked out an agreement with the Board of Education, and they opened Build Academy in the fall of 1969. And at the time, it was a big achievement for Build and the African-American community.
What did you discover there when you were talking and learning about the school? Anything that's unusual there that's brought them to this point where they're just not doing well?
Build had some unique features when it opened. The curriculum had culturally relevant content for the African-American community. There were a number of black teachers, black staff. The school had an advisory board that was made up largely of Build members who were able to have a say in how the school operated and what happened there. And the parents who brought their kids there, they signed an agreement that they would be actively involved in the school. And I think all these things kind of created that culture there. You know, some of the people I spoke to referred to it as really the first charter school before there were charter schools.
So now we have this process in place where the district actually put out information seeking applications. They want to put someone in place by January, I believe, correct?
Yes.
So, and right now, the due date for anybody applying is December 19th. Have you learned anything else about that and the process that they'll be doing to select that next receiver?
You know, I think the school district, they made some changes at Build last year, and they think it's on the right path, but it just ran out of time. And it, as I mentioned, it didn't meet its performance targets. So as of January, as you said, they have to appoint an outside receiver. It'd have to be a person or an organization who is familiar with turning around schools who have struggled academically. One of the complaints about the receivership law from the beginning was, who are these people that are going to come in and turn these schools around? And in the case of Build, the state has already said that they have no one that will come in or who has raised their hand and said they would be responsible for that. So it'll be up to the school district to appoint somebody.
Now, Jay, what happens if they can't name a receiver? Would the school close down and then they try to reopen it somehow?
Closing and reopening is one option. There's a sense I get from the district that everything is open, but maybe they're not keen on doing that. It's very tricky unless they can find a very innovative approach or innovative model to doing that. It will be interesting to follow because we're not sure how things are going to work out, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Jay Ray from the Buffalo News, it's always interesting to talk about the city school district. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eileen.